streets are filled with cheer. The stockings have been hung. Christmas time is here. There's joyous revelry. The spirit captures you.
At Christmas time, it's hard to be a good religious Jew.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle night and day. It's yo ho ho and mistletoe, and Santa's on his way. Jingle bells, jingle bells. It's tragic, but it's true. There's joyous fun for everyone. But what's a Jew to do? To synagogue, it doesn't matter which. He's Jewish and he's very proud.
I'd rather fight than switch.
Now Christmas time is here. He wishes it would pass.
Last Sunday morning I got up and almost went to mass.
Oy! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle night and day. It's yo-ho-ho and mistletoe and Santa's on his way. Jingle bells, it's tragic but it's true. There's joyous fun for everyone, but what's a Jew to do?
Yes, Christmas is a joyous time for those of the Christian faith. But for 5,722,846 American Jews, it's a dilemma. To celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question. And to try and find some answers, we're going to talk to some people who have rather definite ideas on the subject. You, ma'am, could you tell us your name and what you do, please?
Ida Glickman, and I'm a housewife. My husband runs a funeral parlor.
Fine, Miss Glickman. Now tell us, if you will, please, how do you feel about Jews celebrating Christmas?
They should drop dead. And believe me, I'm not trying to push my husband's business.
Of course, we understand.
Christmas is for Christians, and we Jews shouldn't mix in. You notice that the Gentiles don't celebrate Hanukkah, and if we're going to preserve our identity,
Nonsense, that's utterly ridiculous.
You disagree, sir?
I certainly do. I see nothing wrong with Jews participating in the spirit of Christmas, especially the beautiful custom of buying presents for one another. It makes me feel good all over.
Well, could you tell us your name, sir?
Neiman Marcus.
I see. Well, perhaps we can help clarify the subject by getting the opinion of the clergy. I see we have a rabbi with us. Oh, rabbi?
Yeah. What is it? What do you want? I'm in a hurry.
Well, sir, I wonder if you could answer a question. I wonder if you could just answer one question regarding Judaism.
I should have to tell you, you are addressing the most orthodox rabbi in the Western world.
Well, then you're really strong in your beliefs.
Strong. Last Rosh Hashanah, we had a fire in my synagogue, and I wouldn't bother to call the fire department.
You didn't call the fire department? But why?
On Rosh Hashanah, where are you going to find the Jewish fireman?
You are strict, Rabbi. But tell us, this temple of yours, where is it located?
Where? We're the tight pile of ashes from the corner. That's where. Take a look on that when you pass by.
I see.
Well, what are we standing schmoozing? What do you want to know? Well,
what we'd like to find out, Rabbi, is how you feel about Jews participating in Christmas.
Christmas? What's Christmas?
Well, you must be familiar with it, Rabbi. You know, the holiday commemorating the birth of Christ.
Whom?
Yes. Well, obviously, the Orthodoxy will not bestow their blessing, or as it is known in the Jewish faith, the Barucha, on anything to do with Christmas. Of course, that's the traditional point of view, but what of the moderate? Could we have your name, sir?
Yes, of course. I'm Dr. Mark Daniels of Temple Hollywood, Synagogue of the Stars.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Doctor. Would I be accurate in describing your temple as reformed?
Yes. We of Temple Hollywood have endeavored to meet the challenges of the 20th century. When the problem Jew walks into our temple, he walks out cleansed and revitalized.
You mean you show him the pathway to God?
That and the door to our steam room. We have the largest health club on the coast.
A health club in a synagogue?
Tony Curtis reserved a locker for the high holidays.
Yes, well, before we go any further, Doctor, I presume you're familiar with the significance of Christmas.
Oh, indeed. As it states in the New Testament, first chapter, Matthew, Luke, that momentous moment in history when the Christ child was born to Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem.
Wonderful, Doctor. Gee, that's wonderful. Now, in your opinion, do you think the Barocha will ever be bestowed upon Jews who observe Christmas?
Well, in my considered opinion, after much study, what is a Barocha?
Yes. Well, thank you, Doctor. I see we've reached an impasse.
Well, I think it's terrible for Jewish people to celebrate Christmas. It's a disgrace.
You don't know what you're talking about. Christmas is a beautiful holiday. What harm does it do?
Shameful. Shameful.
You parked their car in my parking place.
Please. Stop it. Jewish people fighting among themselves. We must unite. I appeal to you. All Jewish people unite.
Well, who are you, sir?
I'm from the United Jewish Appeal.